Amen.
Amen.
Amen again.
Amen.
Greet you in the name of the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit, our guide and our keeper. And we just say thank God for all of you. And the one that I didn't say Happy New Year to, I'm going to say it now. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year.
Amen. Truly, we have joy. We should have joy in our souls. Amen. And in our hearts. I just thank God for the children coming up and reminding us. But sometimes we as adults sometimes forget the joy that God has allowed us to experience. He is our joy, for the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Amen.
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 Amen. Truly, we give God the praise for our Pastor Crosby, First Lady Jan. We give God praises for you. Sister Hay and John just left, but we give God for our musicians, Kathy, and thanking God for everyone in their respective places. Truly, God is a good God. Without him, we can do nothing. Without him, we're just like ships without a sail. Amen, amen. Now, we're not going to worry your patience long. But we want to speak to you from the book of Philippians, the 3rd chapter. And we are going to read the 12th verse through the 14th verse. Not as though I had already attained. Either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehend of Christ Jesus. And brethren, I count not myself to have apprehend, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. And 14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And that's enough. Our Father, we come before you with thanksgiving, thanking you right now, O God, for this day. Thanking you, O God, for these, your people, who did not think it was robbery, O Heavenly Father, have assembled themselves into the house of worship once again. And we ask, O God, that you bless them with the blessing that you see they stand in need of. Asking that you give them their heart desire, O God, as only you can. And now, O God, I ask that you hide me behind the cross so that only you can be seen. Speak so loud to these, your people, so that only you can be heard. Allow me, O Heavenly Father, to speak with clarity and understanding. O God, bless this old war-torn world and bring peace out of confusion. And we ask, O God, that you eradicate the virus, COVID, from our lands, so that your people, O Heavenly Father, will be able to navigate their environment depending upon you, knowing that you have healed their land. Now may the grace of God abide within me as I bring forth his word. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We want to concentrate on that 14th verse out of the third chapter of Philippians. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We want to speak this morning from this sermonic idea, A New Beginning, Part 2. A New Beginning, Part 2. Now, the Apostle Paul is the writer of this epistle, and Jesus Christ is its author. The epistle to the Philippians was written to the first church found in Europe. Paul was called there by the vision and the cry, "Come over into Macedonia and help us." Paul wrote this epistle while being imprisoned by the Romans. Now, Paul was not an evildoer, but he suffered. And the reason why he suffered was because he believed in the doctrine in which he was writing. He believed in Jesus the Christ. He had a bond with Jesus. So therefore, he wrote about the gospel and he was not ashamed of it. Many times we get ashamed to speak about the gospel to our friends and to our neighbors. But we find Paul being somewhat in the arms of Christ and not sparing what he would go through, didn't feel that he should keep it a secret, so to speak. He wanted everyone to know about Jesus the Christ. If you listen to Paul in his dialogue, he says, "I don't mean to say I'm perfect. See, I have not learned all I should even yet. But I keep working toward that day when I will finally be all that Christ saved me for and wants me to be. No, dear brothers, I'm still not all that I should be. But I'm bringing all my energies to bear on this one thing. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. Say, I strain to reach the end of the race and receive the prize for which God is calling us up to heaven because of what Christ Jesus did at the cross." Now, in order for us to understand our text this morning, we must rewind to the Apostle Saul. Excuse me, he was not an apostle at that time. He was one that wreaked havoc upon the church, and his name was Saul. He was Saul of Tarsus. He was a man rich in religious background, seeking for the best, had gone from one religion to another. He was an earnest searcher after truth, my friends, and blameless as far as the law was concerned, but he had found nothing that satisfied him. And after being found by Christ, he gladly sacrificed everything and counted the treasures of this world as nothing in comparison with Christ. Paul set a new standard of values. He had a reason for life. Well, you see, my friends, Christ has stepped in between Paul and his old ideas, and he made him change the headings at the top of the ledger. He erased the gains, wrote loss. This was Paul's choice in life. And it should be ours if we are to ascertain the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. You see, Paul weighed both the world and Christ and remembered the words of the Lord. Matthew 16 and 26, it says, "What doth it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?" Paul is saying to us this morning that every person's life is a plan for God and of God. Listen, if you please. Goes on record saying, "The one thing I do should be to carry out this plan. Neither the successes nor failures of the past must keep me from pressing on today. For I am ready for anything and am equal to anything through Christ Jesus, who infuses the inner strength into me that I may gain the victory. For I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency." And Paul met the Lord on the way to Damascus. His whole being changed. His eyes were opened. He discovered in Christ a store of spiritual wealth that made him count all that he had as nothing. He had boasted of his lineage and pedigree, but now he was willing to lose everything to gain Christ. You see, my friends, the ambitions of Paul's heart must be our ambitions if we are going to receive the prize of the high calling and not look back. Talking about a new beginning. "That I may win Christ." Christ had won Paul. Now, Paul wishes to win Christ as a daily prize. "That I may know him, there are degrees of knowing God. And be found in him." To be found in Christ means that we are blameless and complete. Now we are not without a sinless perfection, but we begin to have a relationship with Christ. We recognize Jesus the Christ as our Savior and believe through faith that he is who he says he is. He's God and God all by himself. "That I may know the power of his resurrection." You see, there's power in the gospel of a risen Christ, my friends, who took the sting from death and the victory from the grave. "That I may know the fellowship of his sufferings." Our lives must be consecrated to him, conformable unto his death. For where there is no cross, there is no crown. "That I may apprehend that for which also I'm apprehended." For we need to know why Christ saved us from the Damascus road of sin. Since we are saved, we must press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You see, my friends, the higher the calling, the greater the prize. Looking at our text says, "Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead," suggests goal focusing. Many of us today have no real goal in life, not all. Nothing matters to them and nothing is worth living for. You know folks of that nature. They have no absolutes and they find no fulfillment, although they try to fill the void with sports, entertainment, wealth, fame, and even service and humanitarian aid. But let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. The one thing wrong with tomorrow, Pastor, is that it never gets here. Today is the day of harvest. Someday we will stand alone before our Maker to give an account of how we have used the time and talents that the Lord has blessed us with. Knowing this truth should impel us to establish real goals, set proper priorities and values. Time to love ye one another as Christ has first loved us. We need to love the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, which is the greatest commandment and the greatest need for the human heart. Having a relationship with this great and all-knowing, all-encompassing, all-sufficient God who loves and cares for each one of us in spite of should fulfill our lives as nothing else can. Oh, my friends, when we forget the past and begin looking toward for what lies ahead, we'll love Jesus and do from our heart from those things that please him. Oh, we will love the ones that despitefully use us and say all manner of evil against us. We'll begin to develop an undying love for all mankind. And then we'll stop tipping the Lord and begin to give him his tithes and his offerings. You see, brothers and sisters, we are citizens of his kingdom. By the way we live, represent his character, his love, and his holiness. Christ's love set him apart from the world, and our love should also set us apart from the world. Divine, mature love, the kind which is Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized, will not love the things that are not of Christ. Forgetting those things which are behind us means that we repent of our sins and we are willing to reject them which are not of Christ. See, my friend, we must obey his word and seek to please him in all we do, for he is a rewarder of those that seek him. Oh, we need to strengthen our prayer life through Bible study and daily devotion. Prayers should be more than give me prayers. They should include thanksgiving and praise to him who controls and overrules all circumstances in our lives and who is sufficient for all things. And then, my friends, we need to know that our citizenship is in heaven, that you have been born from above. Therefore, we should live as Christians of a better country, a heavenly kingdom. And when we forget those things behind us and look toward a new beginning, we will not love the world nor the things of this world. We will be loyal to him who rules in the heavenly Jerusalem. Oh, when Christ comes, he will change these bodies of ours to the bodies like unto his own to fit for his heavenly kingdom. Yes, Christ's residence was for 33 years on earth. But let us not forget where our citizenship is. And I know I'm right about it because 1 John 3rd chapter says it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him. We shall have a resurrected and glorified body. And I know I'm right about it because you see, when Jesus was on earth, he was in the image of a man, but we're going to see him in his Father's glory. When Jesus was on earth, he had a bruised and battered body, but we're going to see him as he is with a resurrected and glorified body. We was where the mortal has taken off, has put on immortality, where the perishable has put on non-perishable, where the corrupt has put on non-corruption. And every day we're going to be a howdy, howdy, and a never goodbye. Oh, when he was on earth, he was a servant, my friends. But we're going to see him as Lord of King of Kings and Lord of Lords. When he was on earth, he was time-bound and death-eligible, Pastor. But we're going to see him as he is, the first fruit from the grave. And there's going to be no more crying, no more dying, No more disappointments.
Amen.
The former things of this world gonna be done away with. Yes. Everything gonna be all right.
Yes.
No more backbiting. Yes. No more selfishness.
Yes.
God is gonna be God and God all by himself. And we can all say howdy, howdy.
Yes.
And there will no more be good, no more goodbye.
Yes.
Every day will be every day is going to be like Sunday.
Yes.
And every month is going to be like the month of May.
Yes.
Oh, my friends, we just need to continue to press toward the higher mark.
Yes.
Don't need to worry about what happened on last year.
Hello.
Yes, it was a good year for some. It might was a bad year for some. But now we're going to forget about that. And we're going to press toward the higher mark. For when we press toward the higher mark, then Jesus himself is going to be there with us to hold our hand and to guide us on through with the Holy Spirit, because that's the Holy Spirit's job, is to guide us and to keep us so that we will be in bounds with all mankind. Oh, my friends, love you one another as Christ has first loved you. Then will men know that you are Jesus' disciples just because he loves you. He loves each and every one of us. Let us continue to love him. Let us continue to worship him. And let us continue to praise his holy name. I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I will trust in till I die. I'm gonna praise his holy name. I'm gonna praise his holy name. I'm gonna praise his holy name until I